Thomas Schreiner's construction of Paul repeats well-known traditional interpretations modified by his own traditions, perspectives. The way he constructs his Paul and reads his Paul seems to him rather self-evident. For me, it's a historical project. I don't assume that I know it, or even that when I come with it with whatever from wherever I come, I necessarily get it right, but I make an effort to. I recognize that whatever he wrote to people in Greek in the first century in their culture has to be interpreted. There are many, let's say, a field of weeds, or many weeds I could talk about, and I'll talk about a few, but I think the more important thing to talk about is the field of weeds. In this case, what I would call methodology and premises that are involved in Schreiner's argument that I just don't think are helpful. And I don't think they help us construct Paul, and they certainly don't help anyone be in conversation with the Paul construction from which he works. I want to read a little point that he makes about my own work to sort of set this up and try to talk about a few details of this methodology. Nano strives to be fair to the opponents in Galatians and hence shrinks back from negative language to characterize them. But for those of us who accept, speaking for himself, those of us who accept Paul's language as inspired scripture and as God's viewpoint of the opponents, the Pauline stance regarding the opponents should be accepted as an accurate depiction. And hence it is legitimate to designate them as agitators, troublemakers, opponents of the gospel, and deserving God's eschatological curse. In this language, what is happening here is a language game in which he's privileging the very words and phrases that I am challenging in my own work as we try to read Paul and understand the context he was interacting with. There are several interesting parts to this. One is an appeal to Scripture as if whatever Thomas Schreiner's view is inspired. Because otherwise, whatever's in Scripture, whether we think it's inspired or not, we are in the process of interpreting it. And certainly, Tom Schreiner knows that other people in his tradition and many other Christians in other traditions interpret the same passages who also think it's inspired in different ways. So there's a right away, there's a premise here that doesn't work very well as a way to argue or discuss Paul. In this, he says that Paul names them opponents. But actually, if we take his own standard, Paul does not, in this text that's inspired, name them opponents. Paul opposes their influence. He thinks that's oppositional to what he upholds. That's not the same thing as calling them opponents. We have to decide what to call them. He says they're making trouble. Does that make them troublemakers as a definition? Is that really who they are? Paul is making trouble for the Galatians in his response. Paul is opposing those people influencing him. Is it proper to call Paul, therefore, the agitator or the opponent? Is that all that he is? It's too reductionistic and it's too based on a polemic. Paul does not call them opponents of the gospel either, although Schreiner says he does. Paul does not write that they deserve God's eschatological curse. He wishes a curse.